And Australia's history with refugees and asylum seekers is complex and troubling. It's a country which has once proudly brought Vietnamese refugees fleeing a war in the mid-1970s, now has a parliament where both major parties actively try to stop the boats. In the middle of this, we see a nation which simultaneously celebrates its version of multiculturalism, calling any new arrival an Australian, while also fearing the flood of migrants coming to our cities. To discuss Australia's complex attitude to migrants and refugees, I'm joined by Felicity Castagna, an author of the recent novel No More Boats, published by Garamondo Books, and a speaker at the upcoming Sydney Writers' Festival. Thank you for joining us this morning, Felicity.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. So your novel uses the MV Tampa scandal as its backdrop. Can you tell us about this and as a turning point in Australian history?
Sure. Look, I could have actually set this novel in a number of different time periods because the boat itself has been such a strong symbol both politically and in our literature and throughout our culture from the times of early colonial settlement. But I chose to hang the narrative around the Tampa because I feel like it was the point that changed all of our attitudes towards immigration and migration to come. So, for example, people might not know it now, but the Tampa crisis was when we developed our turn back the boats policy. It was also the time in which all of our subsequent political debates turned towards being centered around the boat.
And just for our listeners, can you let us know what year around was that?
What year was the Tampa?
Yeah.
2001. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very interesting because it happened right before September 11th as well, which is the point at which my novel ends. It was a really defining moment in terms of our own perception of the boat and the fact that from then on we have so strongly linked immigration and the migrant with the image of the boat.
So, you know, I did say in the intro that Australia used to not be anti-refugee, but is this really that true? Like before the Tampa scandal, was Australia still harboring a lot of this anti-refugee sentiment, or was it quite different?
I think Australians have a long historical fear of invasion. So if you look at, for example, the first novel in Australia ever published was one called was called White or Yellow by William Lane. And in that, William Lane argued that we were in danger of being, you know, flooded by the Asian hordes in the north who would hook up with the indigenous population and slaughter all the white people in Australia. And that sounds kind of farcical, but it's actually that idea that we are under constant threat of invasion by boat has been ever present in our culture and in our politics. You know, Pauline Hanson's famous line, "We are in danger of being flooded by Asians." She wasn't the first person to say that, and she's certainly not, you know, the last to say that. I think our contemporary idea that the boat is associated with the refugee is actually quite new and certainly there. But throughout Australian culture, we have always thought of ourselves as a small, underpopulated nation that is vulnerable to the threat of invasion by boat in all different ways, whether that be refugees or Asian countries in the north or even European migrants who are coming after World War II. Mm-hmm.
Now, your novel describes a character who comes to Australia as a migrant, but then comes to develop an anti-migrant perspective of their own. How common is this sort of transformation from being a migrant to changing to this sort of migrants are a threat?
I think it's really common, and I think it's a story that I hadn't seen anywhere, but that I looked for. If you think about, according to our last census, for example, 2/3 of us in Australia are either a migrant, the child of at least one migrant, or we are married to a migrant. So when we're talking about our fear of invasion or our fear of migrants and immigration, we're actually really talking very much about a fear of ourselves. So rather than kind of writing this text in which I pit, you know, Anglo-Saxon Australia against the migrant population, I wanted to show how our fear and anxiety is much more complex than that.
Mm-hmm. And the protagonist only turns to this anti-migrant feelings after being injured in an accident. Do you believe that xenophobia often stems from personal injury or personal experiences as a sort of catalysis?
I think Antonio, the character who the book centers around, came here as an Italian migrant, and he felt like he had contributed to building the nation and had fought really hard to be recognized as someone with status and authority in white Australia. And so he feels as though other migrants that come after him haven't kind of worked as hard or fought as hard. And they kind of become these scapegoats for things that happen in his life, like having to retire after an accident on a building site.
Now, Felicity, you also have a personal family history of migration. Can you tell us a bit about your own experience?
Sure. On my dad's side, my dad's mother was a Greek woman who grew up in Egypt at a time when the Greeks were like expelled from Egypt, and she moved to Ethiopia and met my grandfather, who was an Italian living in Ethiopia. There was many generations of Italians in Ethiopia at that time, and they had my father there. To kind of grossly simplify a complex history, my father ended up growing up in British internment camps in Ethiopia at a time when the British were trying to take Ethiopia from the Italians, who were trying to take Ethiopia from the Ethiopians. Eventually, because of so much war and conflict, they got on a boat and they came to Australia. On the one hand, they're kind of like the United Nations. I've often observed my grandmother speaking in several different languages to members of their community. It's like a kind of poster for Harmony Day. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, I watched those translations between people of several different cultures happening, because she speaks Arabic and Greek and Italian and such. And, there will be these comments like, oh, but, we worked harder, and, people, they come here, they don't even speak English, and mm-hmm. you're like, but you don't speak English, So I think, they're... The attitudes that different migrant generations have to one another, I think, is really interesting and is really worthy of exploration, and hasn't been explored, at least in Australian literature, before.
Well, that's really interesting. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Felicity, to tell us about it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on your show.